Item number four, please.
From the County Treasurer, requesting authorization by the County Board of Supervisors to allow the purchase of foreclosed property by the former owners within 90 days of the foreclosure, as authorized in Section 7535 of Wisconsin State Statutes. The Treasurer has come back with a substitute resolution ordinance to change the policies on this.
Good morning, County Treasurer Gilliberti.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This originated when I took a case to the Corporation Council to return some property to an owner that was foreclosed upon. This has happened several times in the time I've been treasurer in the last 8 years. Sometimes the owner may have Alzheimer's, perhaps the spouse died, was taking care of the finances, and the wife didn't understand the process. It could be that a child was taking care of the property, and for the parents may be out of state. There are some very unusual situations where it seemed proper to return the property to the owner. And we've done it in the past based on precedent. The new Corporation Council asked that we get formal approval from the county board to proceed with this matter. I did submit a resolution to this committee. The committee asked that it be referred back to staff and our department to create an ordinance and clarify exactly the intent of this and to better define cases where it would actually be operable. I have come back with a resolution that has the support of the Real Estate Division and the County Board staff and our department is modeled on resolutions or ordinances in other counties in the state of Wisconsin that have similar policies.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've got a couple of questions. First had to do with, it's unclear to me whether or not they have to pay within the 90 days or simply agree to pay within the 90 days. How long do they have to actually come current on the property?
We have payment within 90 days. That's what we've done in the past.
Okay.
The case pending before us right now, they agreed to pay immediately.
Okay.
I wouldn't set up something that to return the house back to them without ironclad guarantee that we're getting the money. And we want to go through it again. My office does that process.
And then relative to the additional fees, is the 3% and the $300, is that more than sufficient to cover any of the additional costs that accrue from the time of foreclosure through this extended period of negotiation and, you know, returning to court to vacate the judgment and all those things?
And I did add the cost for Corporation Council and the Real Estate Division so that all the costs are covered. Completely.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification. I'll move approval.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves approval of the substitute resolution and ordinance. Supervisor Treasurer.
I do have a question. Mr. Gilbert, are you suggesting that the Real Estate Division is supportive of this resolution?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is Mr. Dillman here?
Glenn Boltman just talked to me before the meeting, and he informed me that the Real Estate Division is supporting. And I've also gotten emails from the Real Estate Division saying they're supporting it.
Mr. Boltman is here. If we could.
Mr. Boltman?
I'm questioning that. First of all, just to be clear with the committee, the county handles foreclosures for only the municipalities outside Milwaukee. Milwaukee handles its own foreclosures. And we do not even begin foreclosure proceedings until there's been tax delinquencies for 2 years, and sometimes it gets beyond that. So there are lengthy delays involved with foreclosures here, and as I read this resolution, we're going to be adding now another 90 days to this lengthy period of time. As an attorney who has done foreclosure work, I can tell you there are court actions involved with foreclosures. And an opportunity along the way, if there are some of these issues that come up that Mr. Dilliberti is referencing, such as dementia, death in the family, et cetera, there is significant time in which parties can go into courts and present these kinds of issues. And the courts have some fairly broad, equitable decision-making, even under statutory frameworks for foreclosure, in which they can consider all kinds of delays, issues, et cetera. So I'm a little bit hesitant to add another 90 days, even though this sounds like a very good thing to do for homeowners. It concerns me a little bit that we're representing that our real estate office is stating support of this kind of a policy. And Mr. Boltman is up at the table. I'd like to hear what was stated.
Mr. Boltman?
Mr. Chairman? Yes. I've discussed this, including discussing the first draft of this with the real estate manager, Craig Delman, and myself, and the corporation counsel. This arrangement has a very narrow reach. It only applies to, it's only for 90 days. During that 90 days is when the department processes it to give a report to the Economic Development Committee to determine how the land would be disposed of. So it really doesn't add to the process that the department uses to submit that project to the committee. And also that the revised version is very narrowly, it has to be a homeowner who's lived in it the last 2 years, or their spouse, and it has to be, or their heirs. So it is narrowly written. It also, what it does is it allows the corporation counsel to simply vacate the order, so there's not a lot of legal expense if it's done within that 90 days. And we have the cash in our hand, or they won't petition to vacate the order. If the treasurer doesn't have the money in that 90-day period, this exception doesn't occur. It still permits it to go to the committee if there's any concerns raised by anybody, including the treasurer or the corporation counsel or the real estate manager. So this isn't a blanket exception that we must give it back to the owner. If there's some concern that it should go to the committee, we retain in this provision that it can go to the committee, and then the committee can hear what the facts are. But this procedure is the least costly for the county to do, and there are exceptions. The alternative would be to bring each exception to the committee each time it occurred. And what we're trying to do is put up a situation where, in many cases, the homeowner is not fully versed with the financial means. Maybe a spouse handled a checking account, but that spouse died. So I think the case for an exception here, only for these homeowners who were in the property within the last 2 years, I think is desirable, and we would recommend it. But it's very narrowly drawn so that it doesn't take away any authority from the committee. The committee can ask that property be presented to the committee under this provision as it's now drafted. The earlier version did what Supervisor Jerzyk is concerned about. It gave a 90-day exemption to everybody, and it would even include a sign so that somebody could transfer it to somebody else. This is very narrowly drawn, and we recommend, and the corporation counsel and the real estate manager said there's no problems administering it in its present form.
Well, how will you determine when a foreclosed property was homeowner occupied?
That would be up to the treasurer to investigate as far as if he had a request. Obviously, that's a question of fact, and the treasurer would have to make a judgment here. We would have to rely on his information if he determined that it should apply. If he determined it shouldn't apply, it could still go to the committee. It would go, any tax deed property goes to the Economic Development Committee, and a person could appear and asked to have it returned under the old process, which is each time a action of the county board would be required.
Right. So, and that was taken on a case-by-case basis, correct?
That would be on a case-by-case basis. What the treasurer is saying is, in the past, there has been cases monthly or even yearly basis, but frequently, and the corporation counsel has allowed the treasurer to bring it back to the court and vacate the order. And he has since got a legal opinion that that's not authorized, procedure is not authorized unless we change the ordinances, and that's why we're before you.
Do we have a copy of counsel's opinion?
We didn't ask for opinions in writing.
I'd like to refer this to Corporation Counsel for an opinion.
They did sign the original request.
They signed up on the resolution also.
I'm I'm sorry?
Corporation Council did sign off on the resolution. Your signature's on the bottom.
I continue to be concerned about adding another 90 days to this lengthy process when currently we have an ability to deal with these things on a case-by-case basis. So I guess I would like to have Corp Counsel give an opinion on this and have an opportunity to review this in more thoroughly before I have to vote in favor of it. So I move that we refer this to Corp Counsel for an opinion on whether this is really a process that we should be looking at when we can currently do this on a case-by-case basis, rather than adding another 90 days to a very lengthy process. So that's my motion.
Supervisor Jerzyk, it's been referenced that there has been signed off by Kimberly Walker, Corporation Counsel.
I understand, but
understand
we don't have. I'd like to have their legal opinion. If they're referring to a legal opinion, but apparently we haven't in writing. I haven't seen it.
Well, let me ask this. I heard your motion. With respect to timeliness, is there?
There is a matter.
Tell me about timeliness, please.
There is a case with, as I talked about previously, a woman whose husband was taking care of finances. He died. She had assigned her finances to one of her children. She didn't give a notice to her child that the foreclosure took place. When she found out that she actually lost her home, she panicked. She gave us a call, and we were trying to work with her to return the house to her. It's been what happened in December, so she's been waiting for us to act on it.
She's already paid.
Yes. She sent us the money. I understand, Supervisor Jerzyk, your concern, and I think it's a legitimate one. I would be more concerned than you if we're adding 90 days to the process. But in this case, there's no incentive for someone to extend it out 90 days if they're really aware of this, because it adds all kinds of costs to the process. If they're going to redeem their house and pay their taxes, there's an incentive here to pay it before the court case. They've been notified through the process. Now, if they wait another 90 days, they still have 18% penalty for those last 3 months, plus all these other costs. So is there any incentive for them to extend it out 90 days? We never had that come across their desk. We've only had cases in unusual personal circumstances, like the case I talked about. So I consider your concern, because I'd be more concerned about it even than you, because we have to deal with these processes. This doesn't do it. As I said, other counties have done this, and it's based on their other counties' ordinances, and they found the same experience I do.
I could continue to debate this, but let's call the motion. If people don't agree with me, that's fine.
Chairman Coleman.
Well, I would hope that we would just pass this, and then Supervisor Jerzyk, maybe you can get your information in the next week. So I'm going to vote against your motion, but then maybe the Corp Counsel will also provide you with the information that you need. So I appreciate your concerns. I've done some foreclosures in the past, too, and I wouldn't want to add more time either. I'll be voting against the motion. I just hope it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Jerzyk moves to refer the Corporation Counsel for a written opinion. That is the motion before us.
Can I just respond to Supervisor Kahn?
Go ahead.
I don't think there's any reason for us to hurry this, and just talking to Corporation Counsel is not going to give us a thorough, well-thought-out opinion, so there's a reason for getting, and we have to request that through a committee because of the change in the rules we've had. There's no reason for us to be doing a fire sale on this action to change the foreclosure law, so I would ask my colleagues on the committee to permit me to get that. And I would actually like to sit down and more thoroughly discuss this, not only with Corp Counsel, but with Mr. Diliberti and Mr. Bolton and others. Thank you.
Supervisor, I appreciate your concern, but I also heard what the county treasurer has told us. So on the motion, please.
On the motion to refer, Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
No.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Motion fails on a vote of 5-7. I'm sorry, 1-7.
Mr. Chairman?
There is a motion to approve.
No.
No.
Thank you. We do have a motion for approval.
I'm sorry, Mr. Supervisor, because this is a substitute resolution, we need to accept that first.
I've moved to substitute, Mr. Chairman.
To substitute for the original resolution.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
So it's a two-vote process.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I would move to substitute, Mr. Chairman.
On the substitute resolution, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Scamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to accept the substitute. Now I need a motion to approve it.
Move to approve the substitute.
Thank you.
Proceed, please.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Scamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve on a vote of 7-1.
Thank you very much. Item number 5.